Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, May the 31st, the last day of May, 1987. The prayer of our heart is that this service will be a bright spot in your life as you worship with us around the precious Word of God in the beautiful singing and in the message from God's Word. We're going to be preaching today on Satan, our enemy. And certainly he is our enemy. He's their adversary, as a roaring lion who walks about seeking whom he may devour. May you have victory today over sin and Satan himself as you look up and know that Jesus loves you. We love you too. Right now, our choir has a number that says, wouldn't this be a good time to pray? I don't know the words of this song. I wasn't at church on when they practiced this song. But I tell you, it's a good question. I don't believe that you'll ever find the wrong time to pray. Wouldn't this be a good time to pray? As our choir at this time sings for us. Clemens, one of our deacons, is coming up to read our scripture for us. I'd like to mention these prayer requests. We'd like to be praying this week for Emory's sister, Julia Mullins. Her little girl was born this past Wednesday and had to be taken to Knoxville, Tennessee by helicopter. And it's doing better, right, Emory? Certainly thank the Lord for this and lift her up in her husband in prayer this week, Julia Mullins. Also, Mrs. Hurt's daughter has surgery this coming Tuesday over in Lusk at the Hazard Regional Medical Center. Let's be praying for Ms. Grace Hurt and her needs at this time. Also, Brother Raymond Haddix's mother, who was here this past Saturday night, a week ago, at a wedding that her son Raymond performed. Maude Haddix, she has cancer, and let's be praying for her. And also, some of the Zimmerman's people, Alice Davis, how is she doing now? Let's be praying for her today and this week, and also others of their loved ones. We know God's certainly able to bless and work out in every detail. Let's be praying for these listed here in the bulletin. I believe Ms. Manus is doing better. Is that right, Ms. Gay? Not doing very well. Let's continue to be praying for Lucille Manus, Calvin Manus' wife. God never makes a mistake. We don't understand a lot of times. But right in the last verse of our Sunday school lesson today, you know what it said? The ways of the Lord are right. We just need to look up. The Lord never makes a mistake. Brother Earl is going to come and read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer. Brother Earl.
The scripture reading is in 1 Peter chapter 5. It's verses 7 through 10. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Spare our heads for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you've given us and for allowing us to be here today. And we know, Lord, that we do need to pray and we do need to draw closer to you, because the devil does walk about seeking to see who he can destroy and the problems that he can bring to us. And Lord, we know that he's not just interested in the lost, he's interested in the Christians too. And we know, Lord, that he's there to be a problem to everyone. And we do need to fellowship together and to come to you. Lord, just as your word says, there will be a day when you make your children perfect. But we know, Lord, that as it says, that there will be a time to suffer here. And we just pray, Lord, that while we're here on this world, waiting to you for you to come and take us home, that you would keep us strengthened and keep us settled in you and keep our eyes on Christ. Father, we just pray that you would give us the strength to be what you would have us to be from day to day. Forgive us for when we fail you and come up short. We pray for those that we love that are still lost and those that have sickness. Lord, you know our every need, and help us this morning to cast our every care upon you. Which in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our missionary moments for this morning are about two people that we know. We've got personal letters from them, Jim and Betty McKinley. They're missionaries in Bangladesh. And Betty McKinley has a Christian home, she and Jim, there in Bangladesh. And she serves refreshments to dozens of people as they drop in from time to time. Bangladesh is a country where Christian homes are scarce. their foreign missionaries. Also, a home missionary who is serving the Lord in Hawaii. Well, there are some names here that I'm not going to try to pronounce. Mel and Jeff probably know all these names here. But Don Frank is the first full-time pastor of a chapel in Hawaii, in a town of about 600 people, located on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. How do you pronounce that? Kauai. Kauai. There are Filipinos, Koreans, Japanese, and Don is supported by Southern Baptists. He wants people to believe this. We're here to minister to you and your family. I appreciate today our foreign missionaries. We have a letter here from Jim McKinley and his wife, Betty. And at one service, they had 1,100 people. They sit on the floor. They can accommodate more people than if there were pews. Thank God today for our missionaries. I'd ask Brother Tom Boggs to lead us in prayer today for the offering, please.
Dear and gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to thee in prayer, Father, we thank you for all your goodness to us and the blessings you bestow upon us daily. Forgive us, Father, for we are unthankful, uncaring. We pray at this time for the offering, Father, that be given freely and used to further thy name and glorify thee. Please bless each and every one, Father, as we go through this day. For it's in Christ's name I pray.
Just before the message, Melanie is going to come and play her flute. I think she's going to sing for us in the evening service tonight, so I'd like to see many of you here tonight for the evening service. I know of no better way to end the Lord's Day than to be in the Lord's house. So I'd like to put a plug in there for our evening service tonight. Melanie, would you come and play for us, please?
Thank you.
how he loves you and me. The lessons in Sunday school for the last 5 weeks have been centered around the theme, the unit, love that will not let us go. My friend, the Lord reaches out today in love to you. My prayer for you this morning is that you'll not let another day go by without trusting Jesus. Our message today is on Satan, the devil, the roaring lion. I know this message this morning is going to stir up some anger. Mostly the devil, I hope. I trust you'll not be angry at this message. I trust you'll, if our toes are stepped on today, I trust we'll move up. Satan is our enemy. The verse that Brother Earl read for us a while ago says, be vigilant, be sober, be vigilant, because our enemy, the devil, our adversary, the devil, a roaring lion, walketh about. I trust you'll lift up the pastor today in prayer. I need your prayers. We all need each other's prayers. We want to be praying today for Lola Hoskins. She went to the doctor, I believe, Friday, and she's not doing too well physically. I believe she's up in Ohio and has to come back to Lexington Monday to see the doctor again. Let's lift each other up in prayer. We need the prayers of those that we love. The devil today is the great deceiver. He's trying every way he can to get sinners to postpone the greatest decision that they'll ever make, and that is to trust the Lord. He says to you, not today. Nowhere in the lids of God's Word do we ever find the Lord saying you can be saved tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be the day of eternity. As Brother Earl prayed in his prayer, the devil not only tries to pull the blinds over sinners, but he works on Christians as well. He tries to get us not to be a testimony and a witness. He tries to get us to be full of frustration and restlessness and to be silent. And we should say something for the Lord. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, but if our gospel be hid, and you know what the gospel is? It's the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's what we have to believe to be saved. The gospel. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. You know today why you're lost? If you're here in this service and don't know the Lord yet, you have not believed. You've not believed. My prayer for you this morning is that you'll trust Jesus. The old devil hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of Christ, should shine unto them. Who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Don't allow the devil to blind your eyes. There was a man who tried to quit drinking. Others tried to help him out, encourage him. But he could not get rid of his drunkenness until he was saved. And someone said to him, I see you've got the mastery of the devil at last. And the former drunkard said, no, I've got the master. The master. My friend, today, you can have the Master today in your life. The Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got three key verses today that we'll bring into the message later. Ephesians 4:27 says, "Neither give place to the devil." James 4:7 says, "Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you." John 10 in the first part says, "The thief," and my friend, the devil is a thief today. "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy." That's all the devil's good for. And I'm getting his dander up right now. The devil is out to steal your time, your energy, your testimony. He's out to do it. And I'm not mad at anybody today but the devil. He's our enemy. He's the Christian's enemy. He'll get us so frustrated on Sunday morning that we're not able to worship when we get to church if we're not very careful. There's three passages of Scripture we're going to look at today, and one is the passage Brother Earl read for us. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." My friend, the Lord cares for you. He cares for me. He cares for us. He loves us. Someone said, if we'll do the casting, God will do the caring. God loves you today. And we as a church love you. You and I are no match for the devil. In ourselves, we're no match for him. But Jesus can whip him every time if we'll cast our cares upon the Lord. He cares for us. I believe before there can be any victories in the Christian life, we must realize that the Lord Jesus Christ liveth in me, in you if you're a Christian. We spoke last Sunday night on being crucified from Galatians 2:20, where Paul said, "I am crucified. I'm dead to myself. I'm dead. I'm alive to God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Before there can be any victors in the Christian life, we need to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ lives in me, in you. A little boy came to his dad one day and said, "Is Satan bigger than I am?" Dad said, "Yes, son, Satan is bigger than you are." He said, "Is Satan bigger than you, Daddy?" "Yes, son, Satan is bigger than I am." And then he asked another question, "Is Satan bigger than Jesus?" "No, my boy. Jesus is bigger than he is." The little fellow said as he turned away, "Then I'm not afraid of him." My friends, today, if you and I put our trust in the Lord, we can be victorious over Satan. I know that as much as I'm standing here before you. We do not need to be afraid of the devil. He's our enemy. But I tell you, we don't need to be afraid of him. With God, all things are possible. We can be victorious. We do not need to let the devil defeat us all the time. We can be victorious. 4 says, "With Christ in my vessel, we can smile at the storm." Another little course that I thought of this morning as I picked up some people for Sunday school. It says, "The devil is a sly old fox. If I could catch him, I'd put him in a box. I'd lock the lid and lose the key for all the tricks he's played on me. My friend, the devil knows how to get us. He gets us at our weakest moment. That's when he came to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, if you're a Christ, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus hadn't eaten for 40 days and nights. Jesus could have turned every stone on that hillside to bread. I believe that. But it's never right to do wrong, to get a chance to do right. That's one of Dr. Bob Jones Sr.'s sayings where I went to college. He said, it's never right to do wrong, to get a chance to do right. I believe that. It's never right to say yes to the devil, no matter what he tells you to do. The devil can't lead you in the right direction. Only the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, your enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal. And my friends, I want to say this. If we're not very careful, the old devil is going to get us satisfied with 1 hour in church during the week. I'm going to say that again. If the devil can, he will get us satisfied with 1 hour in church a week. I love you. We have church on Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10. Morning worship at 11, evening services, Wednesday night. I want to say again, if the devil can, he'll get us satisfied with 1 hour a week in the Lord's house. And I know some of you can't be here every time the doors are open. I know that. I understand that. But I tell you, there are others that could be here every time the doors are open. And I say that because I love you. We need fellowship. Fellowship. The only way to grow in the Lord is to be with the Lord. And my prayer is that you'll find some food every time you walk in the doors of our church. Food for your soul. Isaiah 55 says, let your soul delight itself in fatness. Your soul. Our soul needs fed on food. Peter says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. It is dangerous to flirt around with Satan. The Bible even says in 1 Thessalonians, abstain from all appearances of evil. Run from sin. We had a lesson Wednesday night on Joseph in adult BBS. And he ran out of his coat to get away from Satan. He ran from the devil. My friend, sometimes that's the only way to get away from him. You know how Jesus got rid of the devil? God's Word. 3 times Jesus said from Deuteronomy, he said it's written. It's written. That's why I appreciate Camp Nathaniel so much. That's why I appreciate our children's Bible drill and our youth Bible drill. Hide God's Word away in your heart. Thy Word. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Submit yourselves to God, James says. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. You want to get to know Jesus better? Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. I guarantee it. A little girl was once asked if Satan ever tempted her to do wrong? And she said, yes. I know he wants to get me. But when Satan knocks at my door, I just say, Jesus, will you go answer the door? And the devil can't stand the nail scars in the hands of Jesus. The little girl said, I just asked Jesus to go answer the door for me when Satan comes calling. My friend, the devil will come calling to you even before you get out of this church if you're not very careful. The devil goes to church, or else he sends some of his cohorts, his demons. The devil is real as this microphone right here. He's real. But my friend, the Lord wants to be real in your life and my life. I've never seen the devil so much at work as he is right now. He's working overtime. We better hurry along here. There's a passage in Ephesians. We'll just mention this. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And Paul gives the parts of the Christian armor. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. My friend, it's God's will that you stand. Stand. The Daily Bread said, for a thought for the day one time, we must stand for something, or we'll fall for anything. It's God's will that we stand. With all the Christian armor that God's given us, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You know why I believe the devil's working overtime? Because he knows where he's headed. The last passage in our message today is found in Revelation chapter 20. The devil knows where he's headed. At the end of the tribulation period, the 7 years, chapter 20, verse 1 says, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. You know why there's going to be peace on this earth for 1,000 years? The devil is going to be chained. The devil is not chained today. He's loose. The devil is loose. We were baptizing someone back here one time, and a piece of wood fell down behind the baptistry. And I said, that must be the devil leaving. My friend, the devil doesn't like for Christians to follow the Lord. Some of you may be a Christian in your heart. You've never made it public. You've never followed the Lord in believer's baptism. If the devil can, he will get you to keep on putting it off until someday it's going to be too late to be identified with God's people. Too late. The devil someday is going to be bound for 1,000 years, and he's called the dragon, the old serpent, and he beguiled Eve in the Garden of Eden, which is the devil and Satan. My friend, we can't help but know that's the devil here in Revelation 20. He was cast in the bottomless pit. And shut him up and set a seal on him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were fulfilled. And after 1,000 years, he's going to be released out of his prison. And then, when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Verse 10 of Revelation 20 says, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. where the beast and false prophet are. When that verse 10 of Revelation 20 comes to pass, the beast and false prophet have been in hell, the lake of fire, rather. They've been in the lake of fire for 1,000 years already, and they're going to still be there. The devil is going to be cast. This is his foul home. He knows where he's headed. And he's getting Christians to be at ill at ease among themselves. There needs to be love. The devil's tempting us in many, many ways. He knows where he's headed. The devil was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Eternity. And you know what? Those who never trust Jesus are headed in the same direction, the lake of fire. The last verse of Revelation 20 says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." There's a denomination that does not believe there's a hell. Myrna and I visited a home one time, and they did not believe that there was a hell. We took her Bible that she had there in her home and read Revelation 20 and verse 10. You know what her Bible said? "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was hurled into the lake of fire." The only difference in her Bible and the King James Version was hurled. It says cast here in the King James. You know what she said? "They're not telling me everything. My friend, there is a hell. Someday the Lord Jesus Christ, who came as a lamb, is coming as a lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah. His hand is still outstretched in love and saying, 'Come. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, now I'll give you rest.'" There was a lawyer one time visited one of his clients. And the client was a Christian. The lawyer was not a Christian. And the Christian client said, "I've been wanting to talk to you, ask you a question. I've been afraid to ask this question." And the lawyer wanted to know what it was. And the man said, "I've wondered why you're not a Christian." And the man hung his head and said, "I know enough about the Bible to realize that the Bible says that no drunkard can enter the kingdom of God. You know my weakness." The Christian client said, you're avoiding my question." And the lawyer finally said, "No one has ever sat down with me and explained the way of salvation." That Christian client explained the way of salvation to this lawyer. And this lawyer cried out to God as he said, "Oh, Jesus, I'm a slave to drink. One of your servants has shown me how to be saved. Oh, God, forgive my sins and help me overcome the power of this terrible habit in my life." Right there, C.I. Scofield met the Lord. Dr. C.I. Scofield. At this time, he was a drunken lawyer. What's the difference in his life before and after? He met Jesus. He met the Master. Do you want to get the mastery of sin in your life? Get the Master. Jesus Christ is the Master. Someone wrote a poem, "I met the Master face to face." You can meet him today. Paul Harvey said on this past Thursday's newscast, and he said, "I don't know why so many people make such a to-do about Easter and never even think about Ascension Day. This past Thursday was Ascension Day. 40 days from Easter. He said, I want to close with this. I take my text, he said, from a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant sign that said this, thanks for coming, hurry back. He was saying that about Jesus. Thanks for coming, Jesus. Hurry on back. I would say that with Paul Harvey today. Thanks, Jesus, for coming. Thanks for being born into this world and being spit upon and nailed to a cross. Thanks for your love. But hurry back. Hurry back. The longer Jesus delays his coming, the more sinners are going to be here on this earth. Trust Jesus. We're losing the battle. Jesus is coming. Our invitation hymn today is page 365. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? 365, as we stand to sing. Jesus gave his life. 365.